Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, you joined me in the middle of a head freeze caused by a...
Have you got it as well?
A coffee iced drink, which I'm sure will pass in any second, but at the moment... I'm finding it quite hard to function. Hang on a second, it'll pass. Ah! Fine now.
You shouldn't have done it all in one go.
That's the trouble, isn't it? And I kind of want to do it again.
And you're still going back for more.
Ah.
That's attractive.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're right today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're right today, Becky?
Yes.
Brain freeze over?
Yes, because loads of people text in to say, lick the top of your mouth, and it's properly worked.
It does actually work,
so
that.
So thank you so much, because it was doing my head in.
Thanks for the tip.
Literally.
You know I'm doing quite a lot of running at the moment.
Yes.
Going again tonight.
Are you?
Doing a 10K on Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it much, because then it'll turn into one of those running bores.
No, you don't like to talk about it in case people sponsor you, and then you drop out at the last minute.
Yeah. I was ill. Anyway, yeah, a lot of running, but I never look like they do on the TV after they've been running, and this is upsetting me a little bit. Why is that? I want to look like that.
What do you mean?
Well, when I go running, I am a little bit hot and just a bit of a mess, really.
This is why I don't do exercise, because I'm one of those people that gets a tomato face.
Oh, do you go
like,
red?
Really red, which my auntie, who's like a proper aerobics person, she says that that's really healthy because that means you're burning the oxygen and like a... I'm not really sure about the science, but she tries to tell me that that makes my body better than...
If you look like a big red sweaty mess, and that's
really
good.
If you go really beetroot when you're exercising, apparently that's better. But okay. It doesn't look very good. And when Jenny Faulkner did the marathon... She looked like she just got up and kind of, like, had all her full makeup on. She was amazing. I think other people just don't sweat, but I do.
Was Jenny Faulkner the first person you looked up when the marathon had finished, just to see how she'd done and what she looked like?
Yeah, because I... yeah.
Jenny Faulkner off GMTV?
Yeah.
Wow. She does run a lot.
And she always looks good after she's done it. And Tana Ramsey's another one.
Who?
Tana Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. She always looks amazing after running.
Immaculate.
Not me. If I have a T-shirt on, I want it to be soaked through. Like, even on TV, they can be wearing the darkest colour and there'll be a lot of sweat.
Oh, so you want the opposite to me. You want to look like absolutely drenched.
I'll tell you what I want. I want to be drenched, but only in that perfect V shape that they only get on TV. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, how do you get that?
Me and my mates call it the home and away sweat. They still do it on Home and Away. I've just been there for a run down Summer Beach. No, what's it called? Summer Bay.
Thanks for watching.
Summer Bay. And now I'm in the coffee shop. And look, I've got a perfect V. They don't ever refer to it, obviously. But if you look at the people running on Home and Away, they have got amazing hair. They look brilliant, immaculate. But there's just that perfect V, which is completely drenched on their top.
Do you think they do deodorant everywhere apart from a V shape? Because that would stop it, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, so they spray the deodorant you get like a thing to put on you, like a cloth or something that's a V-shape.
Wear like a necktie while you're putting your deodorant on, properly go for it.
I want to know how you get that.
Why would you want to sweat?
Because I want the perfect V like I see on TV, that's why.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Do ladies like that? Do they find it attractive? Not the me sweating after running one, or I'm just like a big red mess, like tomato face, like hair all over the shop. Just generally out of breath. Not that bit, but I mean, the manly V-shaped sweat. Do girls like that? Do they find that hot?
Yeah.
Do they?
But it's a fine line between, obviously, nice V and, like, it kind of breaking out all across your chest and stomach and, like, on your face.
Someone says, we need a real man on this show. They're loving it, but seriously, V-shaped running sweat. What are you talking about? Anna's been on from Edinburgh saying that the Home and Away sweat was on last night on Home and Away. Just a perfect hair, all fine, immaculate looking, but just the V shape, which girls obviously find hot. Don't see it on girls so much though, do you, the V?
No, I don't think, no.
Never seen it on a girl yet. Oh, any excuse to play the Home and Away theme tune and I'll do it. Hello, I've got a V sweat going on. It's the new version. No matter where you are, Or was this one that was phased out in about 1994 that we're still playing? One that didn't speak has just had a brilliant idea. Think about the Glee cast doing this. Yes. Whether they get Home and Away in America, but we need to suggest this.
This is the lift here.
It's Glee. It's just a weird bit that you don't hear.
There's still 2.5 minutes left on this.
Oh, God.
Does it just repeat to fade?
I think so.
Let's
fade it ourselves.
This is BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Chloe in Kent.
How can I help you today?
You've been making me cry.
How?
The Home and Away theme tune. It makes me cry.
Home and Away theme tune makes you cry?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It just does.
What does it evoke in you to bring tears?
I don't know. I think it's the chord changes or the key changes. I don't know, but it makes me weep.
Do all Australian soap themes make you weep?
No, Neighbours doesn't make me weep, no.
Sure?
It's Home and Away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything happening here?
No, that's fine, I'm cool.
Not even anything at all?
Not even a little bit.
And what about this one? How you feeling?
No.
What?
Turn it off. Can you turn it off?
No, let me turn it off a minute. Hang on.
No. No.
Holding it together there, are you?
Yeah, just about. Fanning my eyes. Fine.
I love it. Fanning my eyes.
I am.
Only girls fan their eyes, don't they? I've never seen a bloke fan his eyes, never. Fanning my eyes, that'll work. That won't stop me crying. Here we go!
Deep breath. It's fine.
You alright then, huh?
I'm fine. Oh my God.
Oh God, you're setting me off. Oh yeah. Okay, compose.
I'm fine.
Fan the eyes.
I'm fine.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'm fine. Thank you, Scott. I'm fine.
Okay, that's fine. Love you, Chloe.
I love you, Scott.
It's a bit weird, but I quite like it.
Radio 1. Wood
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Quite looking forward to this on TV tonight on BBC One. It's the start of The Junior Apprentice. First ever one. Apparently Sir Alan Sugar's been wanting to do this for like 3 years, and now the BBC have said, okay, Sir Alan, you can do it. But he says he wants to inspire young people, and you'd think that maybe, you know, they'll make it a bit easier because it's Junior Apprentice, but it's pretty much identical to the other Apprentice show. 10 people, it's over 6 weeks, and they have to do lots of business-related challenges. The difference is, this latest kind of intake of potential entrepreneurs are 16 or 17 years old. It's on BBC One tonight. I think it's 9 o'clock. And here's the reason I really want to watch it. The first task involves cheese tonight, Becky.
Oh, what do they have to do?
I think they have to sell cheese at different market stalls.
Oh, I thought it would be
eating cheese, no.
I'd have been well good at that.
You would have been no good at selling it.
No, because I'd just eaten all the samples.
Let's talk about that time that you went to the...
No, let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
What, the time when I went to the... You know in the supermarket where you get the tasting plates of things?
Would you like to try this?
Yeah, we found one unattended, me and Gemma, who works upstairs, and it was like this really nice brie, and we just stood there having a chat, and then we kind of realised that we'd eaten the whole brie.
Yeah. Was the thing unattended?
10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the woman came back and was like,
I always worry how much to take from those people. Like, in a shopping centre the other day, they had a new pick and mix stand, And there was a lady there just going, okay, do you want to try one? I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take one of those. She goes, go on, have another one. I was like, well, you're offering. Okay, I'll have another one. And I thought, oh, she offered two already. I could probably go for a third. Third, fine.
Did she tell you to stop at the end?
Can I have a fourth one? Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Same with cheese. When I went to Amsterdam recently, I pretty much ate all of the tasting thing. There was no one else there, though, so I think that's fine. Anyway, Junior Apprentice. It's good tonight. It's BBC One, and it's 9 o'clock with Sir Alan Sugar, and everyone's young, hence the term Junior Apprentice, but he's just as harsh.
Podcast.
Oh, I might be in trouble now. Alan Sugar's not a sir anymore. He's now a lord.
Oh.
Do you get into trouble if you call someone a sir if they're a lord now? Sorry, Lord Alan Sugar. That doesn't sound right. Sir Alan Sugar just rolls off the tongue. Lord Alan Sugar.
Lord Alan.
Lord Sugar. Anyway, it's 5 o'clock. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Steve.
All right, Steve, where are you today?
I'm in Macclesfield in Cheshire.
How can I help you?
I was just wanted to commend those people on Junior Apprentice.
Right.
It's the most terrifying experience ever.
Did you try and go on it then, Junior Apprentice?
Yeah. It's terrifying.
What happened?
I went to Manchester and, like, they put me in a room with, like, 12 other people and they were like, why should you be on Junior Apprentice? And I just couldn't speak.
Oh.
It was horrendous.
Did you not expect it to be a bit horrendous, though?
Possibly. Mm. I'm not... I can't speak.
Right. Did they pull your CV apart? Because they do that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They check everything. It's not like a proper job where you can just make it up.
I just didn't do anything, and all these people had raised money for charity, and I was there, yeah.
I've done nothing at all. I've played Xbox, and, oh, no. Did you have nothing to offer them at all?
No. I did business studies, GCSE, and that was about it.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Did you say, and that's just about it?
pretty much.
Oh, so you just want to say well done to all those people that were on it tonight because they had to go through a very hard process.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd probably be watching that thinking, yep, glad it's not me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I will be.
Okay. What are you hoping to do eventually?
University.
You're brilliant. I can see why you applied. You're a natural.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get to meet Lord Sugar?
Oh, no, no, no.
No,
you
didn't. But,
I didn't get that.
Didn't get anywhere near there, did you?
Right. No.
Okay. I love ya.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right. A lot of listeners have applied for Junior Apprentice, which is on tonight on BBC One. A surprising amount of emails and texts coming in. Hi, Emma.
Hiya.
You're right.
Yeah.
So you're 16 and you applied for this show last year.
Yeah.
Was it scary?
Yeah.
Like the other guy said, right?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
We spent 2 hours in car waiting, you know, on the way there to Birmingham. And I sort of got it all prepared, you know, what I probably were going to say and all that.
Yeah.
But then you get there and it's just, you turn into mush.
What did you say?
Really scary.
What did you come up with?
Well, you had to, like, do this little bit on, you know, what businesses sort of things you've done. And best things I could come up with were, I've done some videos on YouTube and I've done car boots and I've got a good smile.
Aww.
Oh, I've got a brilliant smile. And how did that go down, the car boot YouTube smile thing?
Not very well.
Did they send you home?
What?
Did they send you home?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish. No sign of Lord Sugar anywhere.
Nah.
It's true, though. You go with all these ideas, and then when you get in there, it's like, nah, I have no idea what to say. A bit like my speech the other night. Walked off the wrong way.
We wouldn't know, because we played it, and you talked all over it.
That's right. Love you, Emma.
Love you too.
Like when you meet famous people, and you just go to mush. Like when I met Janet Jackson once, and all I could think of to say was, oh, so, do you like London? What a rubbish thing to say as an opening gambit. When you met Chase Crawford?
Yeah, that was a mistake. I was carrying the two jars of yeast extract.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good look, was it?
He didn't know what was going on.
The one that doesn't speak is laughing at me now. I was trying not to say a brand name, but actually calling it yeast extract made it sound like I was doing some kind of weird experiment. So it was like...
It just sounds unpleasant, yeast extract, doesn't it?
It was just Marmite.
I just have some yeast. I was going to say.
I was doing my BBC bit. I was going
for really
the
good.
Generic term, but actually it just sounded wrong. Yeah.
Do you know what I love in the mornings?
What?
Yeast extract on toast. I'll never eat it again.
Why?
Because it's just called yeast extract and you've just alerted us to this fact.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Rebecca.
All right, Rebecca, what's going on?
Well, you know what you say about Rooster and you sort of... I've got the impression you're not a huge fan.
Well, do you know what? Actually, I made them Record of the Week, I think, once on
oh, really?
The show. Yeah, yeah.
Well, me and my friends were probably about 16 at the time, so we didn't really have a great deal else to do. So we were major groupies. We used to just follow them around and get to all their gigs about 6 hours early so we could meet them.
You were Rooster groupies?
Yeah, I fancied Luke.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what they're doing now?
No idea.
Did you lose interest at what point? Was 17, 18?
Yeah, probably when I grew up and there was more interesting things to do.
So, are you one of those girls that used to follow them around absolutely everywhere?
Yeah, we were a bit freaky. We used to go to a lot of their gigs. Theirs and Hanson, they were like our big two things. And we used to just follow them around and get there really early. So we were at the front of the queue and then look at all the other girls in the queue.
What, and just generally bitch about them?
Basically, yeah.
Amazing. So you got to one of the Rooster gigs 5 hours early just so you could see them and meet them?
Yeah, but we did meet them at many of their gigs. I think they sort of were a bit scared of us.
I quite like fans that used to follow bands around that didn't quite do the business and make it. I quite like it.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
What year was... I don't know what year that was. When was that?
I have absolutely no idea.
2005 or
2004? They reached a top 10 with Come Get Some in November 2004.
Oh, yeah. So I will have been, 15.
What a tune,
time.
Come Get Some.
Yeah. And they split in January 2007 with Musical Differences.
Or the fact that nobody was listening to them anymore.
Oh, see, how quickly they turn.
I know.
When was the last time you listened to a Rooster song?
A long time ago.
Okay.
Probably in 2006.
All right, love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
What's the kidding?
This week's contestant on The Fun is Tom. Hello.
Now then, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yes, thanks.
One of your friends has been on to me, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Is it Ben?
Ben, yeah, could be.
Ben, can't see his second name. Something about you and women's clothes or something?
Oh, could well be, yeah.
What's that, then?
I dressed up as Amy Winehouse once.
Okay.
On a rugby tour.
Fancy dress, was it?
Yeah, on a rugby tour to Isle of Man, dressed up as Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
That could be it, yeah.
He's just saying something about most weekends.
I think he's exaggerating that. I have dressed up as a bumblebee in a dress before, as well as Amy Winehouse.
Bumblebees don't wear dresses?
Now and then.
Now then what?
Now and then I'll wear a few dresses.
Oh, I see, now and then.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
now
right.
And then.
But
yeah.
To say every weekend is probably a little bit of an exaggeration.
That's pushing it, yeah. I think he's just trying to embarrass me on the radio.
Okay, and has your fan status gone up a lot since you've been on Oh What's Occurring? Have you getting loads of people crawling out from under their rocks who you've not spoken to for ages?
Yeah, I'm living the dream today.
Are you?
Literally everybody in New York's talking about it.
Not the New York off of America?
No, the little village where I live.
So it's all over New York?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds impressive, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
good.
What, loads more people on Facebook now?
Well, I don't really go on Facebook much, but apparently they're talking about it on there, so I've been told.
All good.
Yeah.
All right, let's play today's game, then.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Tom, can you remember a big event that happened last week?
Really big. No.
Really, really big event.
The election.
Bing! Correct. God, it's been going for ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's boring me now.
It's been all over the news for weeks. Every time you put the TV on, it's the election. Even EastEnders was taken off last night because of the election. It's
really?
Been everywhere. Yeah, yeah. Well, they postponed it, I think, because they were announcing who the new Prime Minister is. So, yeah.
That's terrible, really.
Well, I know. EastEnders should stop for nobody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's priorities.
Anyway, do you think the people of Stupid Street noticed that there was a big event, let's say, like the election, last week?
I doubt that very much.
Well, yeah, bear in mind a lot of people on Stupid Street didn't know what day it was when we asked them recently. So it's a simple question. We asked 8 people on Stupid Street, what was the big event last week? How many would go, oh yeah, there was a general election? I know it's been on everywhere, but remember what street we're on, okay?
Yeah.
How many out of 8?
I'm going to go for 4.
4 noticed that there was an election on. And Becky says...
1 after being prompted.
Let's find
Hi,
out.
Becky.
Hi, Tom.
Oh!
How rude of me not to let you say hello to each other.
I know.
It's all right.
Okay, let's see if Stupid Street were aware of what happened last week.
I like your spotty thing. That's pretty...
Thank you.
Spotty dress. What was like a big thing that happened last week?
The election.
The election, you nailed it. Well done.
1.
What was the big event that happened last week?
The election.
Good one.
2.
Something with the parliament. I'm not quite sure. I know it's about Brown and everything.
What was the big thing that happened last week, do you reckon?
My sister's birthday.
Sister's birthday, yeah?
Her 18th.
Her 18th. Well, that is a big event. What was like the big event that happened last week?
Chelsea won the FA Cup.
Chelsea won the FA Cup.
Yeah, and Drogba scored like 5-6 goals. I don't know how many. Yeah.
So Chelsea won the FA Cup and Drogba scored 6 goals. That was the big thing from last week.
That didn't happen.
I like that beret, by the way.
Thank you.
Good. What big thing happened last week?
Can't think of anything off the top of my head, but there probably are some things that happened last week.
What was like the big thing that happened last week?
Any particular?
Like a big event.
Mike, my friend, invited me to go see Rihanna, Pixie Lott and Titchy Strider.
Wow, that is a big event. What was the big thing that happened last week?
2 of my friends got engaged.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. You're going to go to the wedding? Are you?
Yes, I'm going to go to the wedding.
Right. Bridesmaid or not?
No.
Oh, that's embarrassing. But no, it's not embarrassing actually. What was like the big thing that happened last week, do you reckon?
I can't think. Last week was so long ago, I really can't remember.
What was like the big event that happened last week, would you say?
No idea.
What's the something on the tip of your lips?
There's nothing.
The election!
Anything big in general?
Oh. Yeah. No?
There's nothing.
Nothing coming to mind?
No.
Not to worry. Thanks very much anyway.
Wow. Incredible.
Good to see the return of Smooth Talking Dan.
I know. Smooth Talking Dan in full effect there.
I like your spotty thing. That's pretty.
Thank you.
Spotty dress.
That's why we call him Smooth Talking Dan in the office.
I like that beret, by the way.
Thank you.
Good.
Bless STD for this.
You going to go to the wedding? Are you?
Yes, I'm going to go to the wedding.
Bridesmaid or not?
No.
Oh, that's embarrassing. But no, it's not embarrassing actually.
Hi, ladies. So, 2 people knew that there was a general election last week on Stupid Street. So, Becky?
Yes?
You can have a point.
Yes.
There we are.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh! What's occurring?
Anyone been watching Deal or No Deal lately, Becky?
I saw one a few weeks ago, but not...
Hang on a second, is it not on the same time as us?
Yeah, I think it's on on weekends as well.
Right.
Or one of my many days off.
What about you, Tom?
Nah, I never watch it. It annoys me.
Why?
It just does. Well, the way they go around hugging everybody every time they open a box.
Yeah, there's like a weird friendship thing going on with all of them that I don't quite get.
I don't like it.
Is it because you don't understand the rules? Be honest.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, no, I don't either. There ain't no shame in it.
It's a bit like Millionaire. It was one of those ones you watched when it first came out, but now it's been going for like 26 years that you're a bit like...
No, I'll tell you what's really like that.
What?
Weakest Link.
Yes.
Which apparently is still on.
It is still on.
God. Anyway, Deal or No Deal, it's on Channel 4. I haven't seen it for a while, but it must have changed a fair bit recently. A few of our listeners noticing this. Must have changed, because on one of our shows last week on Deal or No Deal, how many times did Noel Edmonds say the word spanking? Really has changed.
Two. I think this is a joke one, like a red herring.
How many spankings, Tom?
I'll go for four then.
Four. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Noel Edmonds saying spanking a lot on Deal or No Deal.
$22. £250,000. Just one question. Welcome to Deal or No Deal. I hope you're feeling brave. Is this a spanking?
One.
It is a spanking. Two. Seeing she spanked you, you should give her that honour. We've hit rock bottom. It's going to be a spanking. You were going to spank him. And it would have been a spanking. It would have been a spanking. If it turns out that it would have been a spanking.
Spanking!
But the fact it's a spanking, it is officially a spanking. I got spanked.
Wow. 12 spanks or spankings there on Deal or No Deal. It's really changed a lot. I might
start watching.
I might start to tune in again. Obviously, we couldn't not do songs for this one. So here they are.
Spanking.
Hold on to that feeling. Somebody.
Spanking.
In the moonlight.
I don't feel
like
spanking.
Spank.
Girl, I
liked it.
I'm
solo.
Spanking. Solo.
Spanking.
Solo.
Spanking.
Spanking. Spanking. Spanking. Spanking. Spanking. Spanking.
Yeah.
Spank.
A dido there.
She would never spank anyone. That's why it's so funny.
Spank.
See, I think you're wrong. I think she would.
Really?
Yeah, she's one of those.
No.
Looks like she wouldn't, but blatantly would.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Tom gets the point there. Hello?
Oh, that's good news, isn't
still
it?
Still there. Well, it is, isn't it, Tom? I was just thinking that
myself. Back on level terms now. Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for one of our games. What Facebook groups are you a member of, Becky?
I'm part of the Cosby Show or something. I can't remember. Voldemort's something. I can't remember. Something about Voldemort and a scar.
Right. Tom, you're not really on Facebook, Tom, are you?
Something about...
No, but I used to be on one called the Class Lads Appreciation Society.
All right. And that's the only one you can remember being a member of?
I'll look out for you now.
So I can remember.
All right.
Bring back Chappers or something?
Now, I'm going to give you two some names of Facebook groups, okay? You just got to tell me if they are real Facebook groups or if we've made them up, okay? It's Facebook group or not. Some are real, some are made up. Everything to play for. You've each got a point. Let's play. Okay, first one. Bacon. Real Facebook group or not, Tom?
Just bacon.
Just bacon.
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
You both get a point. Bacon is real. It has 543,444 members.
Wow.
Yeah. Proving that bacon is excellent. Scott Mills hates herbal tea too. Real or not real, Tom?
Because it's a word, I'm going to say yes again.
No.
Becky. Bang on, Becky. That is a made-up one.
Yes.
Even though I cannot get used to herbal tea, what's the point?
Oh, no. I'm part of the Dominic Byrne Appreciation Society.
Oh, what did you do that for?
And my accent causes people to do impressions of me. I forgot about that. That's a good one.
How many members?
That's got 38,000.
Wow. Next one, Facebook group or not? Pretending to be shot when something makes a loud noise.
That's genius.
Becky.
I want to join that one. Yes, please.
That's real, yeah?
Yeah.
Tom?
I'm going to go yes as well.
Both correct. 1,003 members. We'll have more after this. Has been mentioned. Next. When I talk on the phone, I walk around the room aimlessly. Real or not real, Tom?
Yep.
Real?
Yeah, I think it's real.
Becky?
No, not real.
Wrong, Becky. It's real. Oh. 243,880 members. Is this a real Facebook group? I can't stand people who read my newspaper on the train over my shoulder. Becky?
True. And I think there's also one which says I can't stand people that read my newspaper before me, which is what I'm going to set up now, because I can't. If it's even been slightly creased.
I know someone like this as well.
I really can't stand it.
Really?
And even magazines or anything, it's got to be like perfectly fresh, otherwise I'll go mad.
That is ridiculous.
And when I used to have housemates, I'd actually go out and buy new papers if they'd read them before me, because especially with papers, they just leave them all crumpled and...
It's not that. One of my friends, we may have discussed this before, won't let me... If we have a copy of a newspaper there, he will not let me read it beforehand because I'm letting the words out.
Yes.
What's that about?
You say
it's really selfish.
It's when people read them before you and go, oh, Diana Vickers has done
that. Yeah, oh!
I was going to read that in a minute.
Okay, so you're saying this read my newspaper on the train over my shoulder is real?
Yes.
Tom?
Yeah, I think that makes sense, yeah.
You both get a... Oh, no, actually, no, I'm talking rubbish. No, that's made up.
Oh!
It's made up, but there should be one. Next, people who always have to spell their names for other people.
Yes, because I think I'm part of that.
Tom?
Well, Becky's a part of that, but so yes,
answer. I'd love it if you said no.
551,823 members for that one. That's real. If I ever get kidnapped, please don't release my school photo. Real or not? Tom?
Yes.
Becky?
No, but I do have a friend who periodically sends me a picture saying, if I go in the next 6 months, this is the one I want sent out to all media. He's amazing, I love it.
Like all every, media?
Like every now, if he gets involved in like an awful...
Is he famous?
No, well, he works on ITV Wales, but he always like, every now and then he'll send me a new picture going, can you send this one out? He's been doing it for years now. I met him at university. It's been like 10 years.
I have that also. There was a picture of me taken about 5 years ago in Madrid when I was with a few colleagues from Radio 1.
I've seen that. That's in a special box in producer Neil's.
And if I ever decide to die, well, not that I'll decide, but you know what I mean, if I do, if my life will end, that is not the picture that I want released to all media.
I'm glad I know exactly where it is.
It's me and a picture of one of the Teletubbies in a park.
I haven't seen that one. I must have seen a different one.
What's the one you've got?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that one.
Right. It's just me with someone dressed up as a Teletubby. You don't, like, if you're going to die, it's like, Scott Mills died in a plane crash yesterday, and that's the picture on the front page.
Well,
not the front page, obviously.
One of the 15 of you with Ronald McDonald that you appear to have collected.
I don't want those either. Anyway, did we decide that was real or not real, the kidnapped school photo one?
I said yeah.
I said no.
Tom, you're right, it's real. 124,842 members, I'm going to join that one. I love the smell of wet gerbils. Real or not real, Tom?
No.
Becky?
Real.
Tom's right, it's made up. One more. I have texted while lying down and dropped the phone on my face.
Yes, because I've done that.
So have I.
Yes.
I'm doing it all the time. I'm going to go for yes.
You're both going yes? Correct. 239 members. Really should have more. Okay, I'm just... adding up your scores. Please wait a moment and listen to this nice music. Okay, I've finished counting. What?
You were actually sat there going, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Concentration on
I'm
your
a
face
number
is amazing.
Dyslexic.
You should join the face. My mouth makes funny movements when I'm reading.
Yeah, shut up. Tom's won. See you tomorrow, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Can you talk about that picture we saw yesterday on Radio 1 Online?
When Taylor Momsen came in to see Fern yesterday.
What was that about?
Well, She's just got long hair extensions and she had some Comedy Ozzy Osbourne glasses on, so she looks like a bad lookalike.
Taylor Momsen's really pretty, and it's like she's gone to like some kind of shop and like, can I look like a slightly rubbish Ozzy Osbourne, please?
Bless her, I don't think she was feeling the best. Oh. Fern said she was puking everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she'd had bad food poisoning or something.
Oh, I really feel bad for calling her crap Ozzy Osbourne now. Sorry, Taylor.
Do you look like Ozzy Osbourne when you've got a bug? Because I don't.
No, I don't.
No.
6.11 on Radio 1. Khalees's live lounge was brilliant earlier. So good. Going to play you a cappella if you missed it on Fern Show. Lots of people spotting this from Newsbeat. Chris in Norwich, Steve in Manchester, Simon from Kent, Deborah in Mansfield, Richard in Runcorn, Dave in Braintree and Craig in Ayr. They've got some clever fish at Chapel Market.
This is Chapel Market, and at these stalls you can get your phone unlocked, buy some fresh fish, grab yourself a burger.
That's incredible, isn't it?
What sort of fish is it?
They're just skilled fish.
You can get your phone unlocked, buy some fresh fish.
Really good. Thanks
is
for your text on that.
Is it legal to make them work?
I don't
Especially
know.
Doing phone unlockings.
We can't condone that.
No.
If a fish comes up to you in a pub tonight and says, oh, I can unlock your phone, don't accept that as a thing you should do.
You can get your phone unlocked, buy some fresh fish.
They may be doing it, but we can't say
that
you should.
Is it cheaper to get it done by a fish?
Let's not discuss it, because phone unlocking generally is dodgy.
Oh, but it really smell when it comes back. Oh, if you're going to get
by a
phone
fish,
unlocked,
it's dodgy.
Yeah, you should get it done by the actual network rather than.
Yeah, don't let any old fish do it.
That's going to stink when you use that again.
Also, we did some spanking.
No offence to the fish, sorry, I just had to say I don't. We not did all some smell.
Yeah, they do.
Some smell worse than others, though.
They all smell.
It shouldn't smell if
it's not offensive
fresh.
To say, look, if you're a fish, you smell, because you do.
No, so I disagree. Some don't.
We did some spanking songs earlier because Noel Edmonds has been saying it a lot on Deal or No Deal. And a few people suggested how we can make the Dido spanking song even better.
Spanking.
There you are. You asked for it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
We were talking earlier about Facebook groups, and there is one called If I Get Kidnapped, Please Don't Release My School Photo. And it is always a worry, isn't it? Because, you know, I was on a trip to Madrid about 5 years ago with some people from Radio 1. And yes, I did have a picture of me with Lala from the Teletubbies, who just happened to be walking past in the park that I was in. And you do think, if the plane crashed on the way back, that would be the photo that they might use in all media. Just me. It would be like Scott Mills in happier times and just me with a big cheesy grin with a Teletubby there.
Unless someone more famous was on the plane and then you'd be forgotten about.
Well, that's the thing. You know when I did that show with David Hasselhoff? We had to go in his private jet from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and it was really bumpy, and I don't like flying at the best of times. And I thought, you know what? I feel like I'm going to die here and I won't even get mentioned. It'll be David Hasselhoff and a friend. Won't even be on. Hi, Immy.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
You're right?
Yes, good, thanks.
What are you saying?
Well, I photoshopped some pictures of me on holiday with my girlfriend, and I said to my mum and dad that if anything ever happened to me, these are the photos I want them to use, because I whitened my teeth, I got rid of some frowned lines, because I'm a little bit getting on now.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, yeah, really old.
No, and also because I look quite nice, because I've got quite a nice tan.
So those that you've said to your mum and dad, if anything happens to me, those are the pictures I want used.
Yeah, I'm a little bit shallow like that, but you have to photoshop because I'm starting to get wrinkles and everything.
And your teeth are white on there and you look pretty hot.
Oh, no, I did look, yeah, well, yeah, of course. But yeah, no, so I look quite nice photos. So I did say to my parents, if anything does ever happen to me, these are the photos I want released.
These are the ones I want released, darling.
Just in case if I have like a horrendous death or anything, because my mum will be too traumatic to pick out a decent photo, so at least she knows which one she needs to pull out if anything did ever happen to me.
What if you went missing and they had to release a photo for people to find you? No one would recognise you.
How rude, Becky! I don't
look like that.
Well,
no, I'm just saying, you just just said that you changed your whole face.
You photoshopped. You don't look anything like you.
Well, I didn't say I changed my face. I said that I had just got rid of a few frown lines and a few little wrinkles, and my teeth were whitened. Mm. I look completely normal apart from that, so they would recognise me.
Really? I think people would be like, I thought I saw her, but no, it can't. No, it can't have been. She looks so young.
It was her older sister. Yeah.
She had awful yellow teeth.
And loads of wrinkles.
That's quite dark, this, Amy, if you don't mind me saying. This is really dark.
No, but you have to think of these things. You never know what's going to happen, Scott.
Did you say to your mum, I want them released to all media?
No, I've always... Not yet.
Darling.
Everyone. No, I've always said to mum, if anything ever happens to me, you will release this photo, won't you? And she's like, oh, don't be silly. But where, I said, no, because you will be too traumatic to even think about it.
Yeah, where are you from?
London.
Oh, can you make sure the Evening Standard get these, please?
Love well, you. Hopefully nothing happens to me, cheap.
Well, I quite like it that you think they're going to print them.
I'm not in contact. BBC Radio
1. How presumptuous of you.
Love you.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.